This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The NATO summit on Wednesday was incredibly busy and full of bold statements and actions from allied countries. VOA's Carla Babb has more.
American-made F-16 fighter jet now heading to Ukraine from NATO allies Denmark and the Netherlands. All 32 allies in a communique calling Ukraine's path to NATO membership, quote, irreversible, in a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he simply cannot wait out NATO allies. U.S. President Joe Biden pressed NATO allies to continue their increased defense spending in order to keep up with Russia's wartime production level. The alliance also calling on China to cease its support of Russia's war machine, saying it cannot enable the largest war in Europe in nearly 80 years without negatively impacting its interest and reputation. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump ratcheted up his attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally near Miami on Tuesday, trying to discredit her as the Democratic Party tussles over whether President Joe Biden should remain in the race.
The radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president, sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala.
Seemingly in jest, Trump also challenged Biden to another debate and to 18 holes of golf, as well as mocked Democrats who are trying to decide what to do.
Let's do another debate this week so that sleepy Joe Biden can prove to everyone all over the world that he has what it takes to be president. But this time it will be man to man, no moderators, no holes barred. Just name the place anytime, anywhere.
Speaking at his golf club in Florida, Trump stayed mum.